Welcome to D&B College. Today we're taking a short VHS rave vocal stab and turning it into a gritty, rhythmic weapon for jungle and old school D&B using resampling in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to process a vocal. We're building a hook element that feels like it came off a worn tape, got chopped for a jungle record, and now locks properly with breakbeats and sub weight. This kind of sound works best in a drop, a switch, or a post-drop turnaround. It can also tease an intro, if you filter it down and leave enough room for the drums to speak. Think of it as a mid-range call-out. It gives the track attitude, memory, urgency, and emotion without eating the low end. Why this works in D&B is simple. A vocal stab can carry instant rave nostalgia, but resampling is what gives it identity. Once you print movement, distortion, filtering, and timing changes to audio, the sound starts feeling more like a found artifact than a clean modern vocal. That's exactly the vibe we want. Start with the right source. Keep it short. One word, half a line, a chant fragment, a rave-style exclamation. You want something memorable and drawable, usually no more than 1 to 4 seconds. Drop it onto an audio track in Ableton and trim it hard. Keep the strongest syllable or phrase fragment. Don't worry if it sounds too clean yet. We'll dirty it later. What to listen for here is the shape. You want a clear front edge, a vowel that can survive pitch and processing, and a tail that can be cut or gated cleanly. If the phrase is too wordy, it becomes clutter once the breakbeat enters. At 170 to 175 BPM, that extra language gets in the way fast. Now place the vocal against the drums before you design the sound. Loop 2 bars of your break or drum groove and audition the stab in context. A classic move is to hit it on the end before the snare, or as a response after the snare lands. You can also try beat 3 for a bold accent, or just before beat 4 for tension into the snare. Listen closely here. Does the vocal add energy when the snare hits, or does it fight it? Does it leave enough space for the kick and sub? Does the groove feel like it's answering itself? That interaction with the break is what makes a D&B vocal hook feel like part of the record instead of something pasted on top. Now let's build a solid first pass chain using stock Ableton devices. A great starting point is Utility, EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, and Compressor. Use Utility first to pull the level down a bit so you've got headroom. Then use EQ8 to high pass around 120 to 180 Hz and clear out any low junk. If there's any cardboard boxiness, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. After that, hit it with Saturator. Start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive. You want bite, not total destruction. Then use Auto Filter to shape the body of the stab. Depending on the sound, a low pass or band pass can turn it into a narrower rave hit. Finish with a gentle compressor just to keep the peaks under control. Why this works in D&B is because the vocal is being converted into a mid-range percussion event. It has to survive against snare transients, break edits, and bass harmonics. Saturation gives it density. Filtering gives it focus. Compression keeps it stable enough to live in the mix. If it gets harsh at this point, that's okay. That's part of the process. We're going to capture that character in audio. Now comes the core move. Resample it. Create a fresh audio track, set it to record the processed vocal output, and print a few bars while you move the filter or make small automation changes. This is where the sound stops being a live chain and starts becoming a printable piece of music. The mindset shift matters here. Once you print, you can edit like a sampler producer instead of endlessly tweaking plugins. That's how the VHS rave personality shows up. It comes from commitment. While you're printing, try a slow filter open over one bar, then close it on the last hit. You can push the saturator slightly harder on the second repeat, or add a tiny pitch dip at the end, if the sample naturally wants to fall away. What to listen for now is whether the print feels more definite than the source. Does the grit feel musical instead of messy? Does it already sound like something from a tape dub or an old sample library? If yes, don't overwork it. A good first print often beats 5 more indecisive passes. Next, chop the resample into a playable sequence. Manual chopping is usually the fastest way to get the right VHS rave feel. Split it into 3 to 6 slices. Think attack syllable, vowel body, short tail, maybe one useful bit of noise. Then reorder those slices so they answer the drums instead of sitting on top of them. A nice jungle-friendly pattern might hit on beat 2, repeat on the offbeat after 2, drop a shortened version on beat 4, and then leave space on the next one. Keep it compact. If it gets too busy, it starts competing with the break rather than enhancing it. You want it to feel like a rave memory chopped into a drum instrument. At this point, you can choose between 2 strong flavors. One is the raw stab version. Keep the slices short, tighten the edges, and keep the processing direct. That version is great for fierce rollers and punchy old-school drops. The other is the haunted tape smear version. Let a little more tail remain, soften the top end with a low pass somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz, and let the resampled movement feel a bit older and foggier. That works beautifully in darker jungle, eerie intros, and second drop variants. If your drums are dense, go with the raw stab. If the arrangement has more space and atmosphere, the tape smear can carry a lot of character. Then tighten the timing. Don't rely only on quantize. Nudge the slice starts manually. At this tempo, even 5 to 20 milliseconds can change how hard the vocal hits. A slightly early stab can feel more aggressive. A slightly late one can feel heavier and more human. Use clip gain and warp carefully. Trim a consonant if it's poking too hard. Extend a vowel a touch if it disappears too fast. Lock the feel without flattening the personality. A great workflow trick here is to duplicate the clip and mute different slices instead of rebuilding the whole pattern. That keeps your motif consistent and makes serenations fast. This is how you get more mileage out of a short idea without overcomplicating the session. Once the sequence works rhythmically, add a second processing pass for depth and grime. A clean option is EQ8, saturator, echo, and utility. Use EQ8 to remove any mud under 150 Hz and soften harsh upper mids if needed. Keep the echo short, dark, and low in feedback. It should act like a shadow, not a wash. Then use utility to narrow the width if the image gets too wide. Another option is auto filter, beat repeat, and compressor. That can be great for end of phrase glitches or a one bar fill, but use it sparingly. In DNB, too much delay or glitch can blur the drum pocket very quickly. Here's a useful check. Bring in the full drums, sub and main bass. Now ask yourself, does the vocal leave the sub clean when it hits? Can you still hear the snare crack? Is the vocal adding tension, or is it just sitting in the same mid-range as the bass? If it fights the bass, try carving a small pocket around 200 to 400 Hz in the vocal, or shift the arrangement so the bass line leaves space. Sometimes the best move is not more EQ. It's muting the vocal for the bar before the drop so the actual hit feels bigger. That leads into arrangement. Use the stab like a section marker. In an old-school DNB phrase, you might tease it in the intro with filtering, remove it completely before the drop, then bring it back as a chopped percussive hook once the energy lands. For the second drop, change its role. Make it darker, shorter, or more syncopated. Maybe make it answer the snare instead of calling attention at the front of the bar. That evolution keeps the tune moving. A really strong trick is to darken the repeat, not the first hit. Let the first stab be clear enough to read, then make later repeats more filtered, more degraded, or slightly more crushed. That contrast creates movement without needing a whole new sound. Also, don't overlook silence. In this style, a gap can hit harder than another layer of processing. A single empty half bar before the vocal returns can make the comeback feel massive. Negative space is a weapon in DNB. A couple of common mistakes are worth avoiding. Don't use too much of the original phrase. The more words you keep, the less the sound behaves like a rhythm instrument. Don't leave low-end rumble in the vocal. Even a little can blur the kick and sub. Don't widen the stab too much either. It might sound huge in headphones, but it can collapse in mono and smear the center of the drop. Keep the core hit centered and mono-friendly. And one more important reminder, build it with drums and sub from the start. A vocal that sounds amazing alone can still fail the moment the break comes in. The real test is the full groove. If it still works there, you've got something useful. For a darker, heavier flavor, treat the vocal like percussion with identity. Layer one clean print and one degraded print. Keep the main stab intelligible and center-focused. Then tuck a dirtier version underneath for menace. You can also use tiny downward pitch movement at the end of the phrase for a bit of dread. Keep it subtle. If it becomes too obvious, it turns into a gimmick. Now, if you want to push this into a proper arrangement move, think about where it lands in the phrase. Bring it in at the end of an 8-bar block so it feels like the tune is turning a corner. Let it act as punctuation, not constant narration. A selector-friendly record has clear sections, obvious transitions, and a hook that still works in a loud room. Once you've got a version that locks, print it. Commit to the best take. Resampling is strongest when it becomes a decision, not a draft. Keep maybe one alternate bounce if you want, like one rawer and one darker version, but choose the main one and move on. That's how you keep momentum in an actual session. So to recap, start with a short, memorable vocal. Place it against the drums first. Process it with a simple stock chain. Resample it to capture the grit. Chop it into a rhythmic sequence. Tighten the timing by feel. Add a second pass if needed, then check it in context with drums and bass, and evolve it for the second drop, so it doesn't go stale. The big idea is this: you're not just processing a vocal, you're turning a rave relic into a drum and bass hook that moves with the groove. If it's working, it should feel like a found piece of history that now belongs in your tune. Now take the mini exercise and give it a go. Build a 4-bar loop with drums, sub, and one short vocal source. Make one raw stab version and one darker tapes mirror version. Keep the main hit centered and mono safe. Then do the 8-bar challenge and make the second drop evolve in timing, tone, or phrase order. If you mute the vocal and the section loses its identity, you're on the right track. That's a proper DNB hook.